The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. We're previewing the season opener this weekend. Saturday's final game sees Manchester Thunder against Celtic Dragons, and the first centre pass is 6 p.m. He's current champion head coach, Karen Gregg.
Obviously, the opening weekend is always, what's that going to look like? Who are we going to play? That's where you really kind of want to set your stall and show that you mean business, as I'm sure every single team does. So that's always the one that you kind of have a look out to. And I think you're always looking around your double header weekends. What do they look like? Because, you know, they can be really tough. So, yeah, just getting eyes on it and just being able to really focus in and make sure that you're planning your season and your training sessions at the right levels at the right time, really. I think it's a good idea that the opening weekend, this one game, get it done, get out. I think that's really exciting. I think the way double headers have been worked, I think the only main selling point is that open weekend, and I think that's right. It can be difficult at times for teams who have the double headers on the, you know, on England netball weekends where they're in central venues, because obviously we're losing revenue and things like that around tickets. So, and it, you know, it's a huge expense as well to stay over. So I think it's exciting that we're in control of our fixtures, you know, and there's some really juicy double headers coming up. I think, you know, we've got a couple that will be home one night, away the next day, and, you know, that's going to be a challenge. But I think these things are really important, and the you're able to be able to see how your team really stands up to those challenges and the character of your team within that group, and especially when you've got new groups, new players in. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we stand up to those tests.
As a coach as well, can you get much of an early indication of where everybody's at, or maybe not really?
I think the first games are always tough because you've probably faced the majority of the teams at some point in pre-season. But obviously, you use pre-season very differently to what the season looks like. So in pre-season, you're trying different combinations. So, you know, pre-season is used very differently. So that opening weekend, I think, is the first time that you're really going to get good eyes on your opposition and potentially what those coaches are thinking in terms of combinations. And the opening weekend last year, you know, we saw some really exciting new talent in our league. So I think that's always a good thing to see, the new talent emerging, plus where players have obviously transferred over the transfer window, if they're slotting in nicely and the connections that they're building within their new team. So I don't think you can ever tell too much from it, but it gives you a good indication of where teams are wanting to push forward. It's always a challenge, but, you know, the girls that are in and around the environment are working really hard, and I think that was really important last year, going into the season that we had last year, was with the players away being on international duty, that when they actually came back and slotted in, it was seamless because we had our players at a level that were ready to step up to those players at that international level. So we've been working really hard already in our pre-season. The girls were back in the gym in an S&C program, but you can kind of call it pre-pre-season, from the start of August. So they had a really good solid block in the gym and under our S&C coach, Dan, before we took control of them again on the court. So they're looking really good. And yeah, they're firing, and they're a really good group who are pushing each other already. So I think there's a real sense of teamness, cohesiveness, but I know that there's that sense of excitement around competition as well. We're going to have some great competition within our squad positions next year.
Is Nat Metcalf looking forward to the season?
I've obviously been away on international duties, but I know the girls have been working super hard at Thunder training with Karen and Gabs, and obviously Tracy's been in the mix as well. So they've all been working really hard, and it's been great to hear about what they've been doing over pre-season and seeing them all really push themselves to try and put ourselves in the best position going into the season, which starts next week.
Really exciting time for you. Tell me about pre-season. I mean, is it a case of, it's one of those things you have to get through, or as a player, do you really look forward to it?
Oh, I think it's different for different people. I love pre-season because it's the time where if you can get a good block of opportunity, you can work on things that you want to work on in the off-season. So whether that's fitness, getting stronger in the gym, practicing different skills out on court. So some people love pre-season, some people might not be as much of a fan, but it's definitely great for you to be able to build on those connections as a team and put yourselves in a good position ready for the season to start.
The season hasn't even started yet, but is there that expectation that we need to reach top four just yet? Or is that something that you and the rest of the team would look at towards the back end of the
month? Oh, I think it's important to set your intentions before the season starts as a team and what you want to strive towards and achieve. There's no doubt that I think every team in Super League would be aiming for the top four. I think that's where everyone starts. And then when it gets down to the final four, then it's everyone's game and everyone knows what can happen in playoff netball. So I think for us, yeah, definitely we want to strive for that top four. It's something I think every team wants to achieve. So for us at Thunder, that's definitely where we want to be. So I think for us, it's about starting this season strong, trying to improve every single game, get that consistent 60-minute performance out there and do our best and putting ourselves in that best position to defend the title.
New squad for next season. Fair to say, a couple of nice little South Africans in there. Shadeen and Lanise, well, always going to be special for you as a player.
Oh, yeah. Last night in training was the first time I actually passed the ball to Lanise, so that was great. So I think it's about building that connection as quick as possible. My job as a wing attack is to get the ball to our shooters, so it's about building that connection with the shooters as much as possible and as quick as we can. So it's great to have them in. It's great to see Shadeen and Lanise back in the country and playing in Thunder dress again. So yeah, really looking forward to having them with us this season.
And we've seen as well, Josie's managed to come over. That's going to be important because obviously the connection's there for you, but just the fact that she's continuing with her netball?
Oh, absolutely. I think the fact that Thunder have been able to give that opportunity to Josie and really well earned by Josie to be elevated into that final 12 for the squad. I think it's great to have Josie with us. Obviously, I played with her previously at Wasp, so to have her in a different yellow and black dress is really exciting, and we're really looking forward to having her with us and seeing what she can do this season. She's a great person to have in a team, both on and off the court. So yeah, it's great that she's with Thunder for 2023.
It's really nice to see Sky's investment is continuing as well, but it's also about getting people along to home games for the first time. So What can they expect?
Oh, well, at the Thunderdome, I think we create a great atmosphere for the game. So I think you can obviously expect the Thunderdome, the Thunder crowds. I think Thunder's halftime show as well is really taking off. So, yeah, we're all about creating an atmosphere, celebrating netball, getting as many people down to the game as possible. And, yeah, just getting everyone to enjoy it and get on board with the game. I think the more people watching the game, the better.
Are you one of those players that sets yourself individual targets, or is it just to get through a season as best you can, knowing that you've done your very best?
I still feel like I'm very much a sponge, and I think there's still growth in my game in many areas. So for me, it's about looking at areas of my game that I can work on and improve and do my job for the team. So definitely I want to set some targets individually and set targets as a team. So yeah, looking at where I can improve my game, getting the ball to the shooters, taking on defenders, those type of things. So I'll definitely have targets as the season's going on.
And we're hoping that individual tickets, even though you are Thunder and probably they've long sold out, are still available on sale. So how can we find out more?
You can get to the website. So all the information about tickets will be on the Thunder Netball website. So if anyone wants a ticket, head there, get yourself one and get yourself down to the game.
Shadeen Vandermeer is really grateful to all of the support from Thunder fans.
I do feel a part of this Thunder team, and they made me feel welcome from the start. And it's just so great to, you know, you always, when it's like a battle between South Africa and England, you always come up against like the best in the world. And now I've got the opportunity to play alongside them. So they made me feel very welcome. And I'm excited because it gives me the experience as well to train against the best in the world. If I'm on goal defense, I play against like Metcalf. So it's just so great. And we get along really well. So for me, it's great to be here. And I just love the winning culture that Thunder has.
The Netball Super League is back. And this year, we're making waves.
This is the big one.
Courtside, expect one big party. With 94 games and every Friday streamed live. So share, tag, get repping. Let's bring the fire to the court. Over to the players, do your thing. Are you ready? The Netball Super League season, live on Sky Sports.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. The Celtic Dragons head coach is Danny Titmus-Morris.
One of the things that we wanted to do in terms of last year to this season is have some consistency and continuity between the team. Last year coming into post and really wanting to change the narrative of Dragons and how the team fared, there was obviously lots of change. And this season, I felt it was important to have a bit of consistency from last year to this year and to build on the momentum that we're gaining, particularly towards the end of the season. just the consistency and the fact that so many of those athletes have recommitted to the club. I know Kwanda had a few people like guessing where she was going, but actually she was one of our first athletes to sign a contract, which, yeah, it was really amusing to kind of watch it all unfold. It becomes easier to almost hit the ground running. I think there was so much newness last year from everything, from terms of, like, you know, your personnel, the staff, like the play, everything, you know, even like branding and all the rest of it. So you spend the beginning part just almost building, okay, who are we? What do we want to achieve? And this year there is a level of understanding between everybody about, okay, well, we know that was year one. We're now moving into year two. And there are enough people in the group to be able to breathe life into that earlier on, rather than having to do so much foundation work, is the plan. We'll see. But yeah.
A few of the names, the welcome return of Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously wanted to strengthen our shooting end, and delighted that Chelsea is back on board. I think she brings with her so much experience. You know, she's played out in New Zealand. She's obviously had, you know, I think she was telling me she started playing Super League when she was 15. So, you know, ridiculous amount of experience having played in the VNSL. So, yeah, a real asset to the team. And I can't wait to get to working with her as well.
Not really a drag on the side without Claire Jones as well, some of her strengths.
Oh,
she'll love me for that, mate.
She's brilliant. I love working with Claire. She's so open to learning. And I think last year, you know, she did a new role in terms of learning how to play centre, but it was the role that the team needed, particularly with Hannah being injured for so often. You know, her commitment to do anything that is best for the team, her character is brilliant. She's always, you know, very warm, very smiley. She's got so much respect from the rest of the athletes. And that's before you even start looking at what she can go out and do on court. You know, she is a ball winner. She can shut things down. She's a really good attacking player, and she really wanted to work on her feeding last year because it was a bit of a new skill for her to learn, I suppose. And, she, you know, the effort that she would go to grab the shooters and be like, right, guys, I'm going to do, you know, just off her own back to be like, I'm going to do the extras with you before sessions, after sessions, because that was something that was one of her personal work on. So, you know, if we didn't cover it in session, she was making sure she would prepare to put in the extra effort. And then, yeah, just a really dedicated, hardworking, but also an absolute joy to be around. So, yeah, really delighted Claire's back in the team.
You've had a lot of time working with Hannah Layton. So have you seen her grow and develop?
I remember working with Han, so it would have been about 5 years ago. The thing about Han is that she's kind of always played about all over the court. And I remember when I first started working with her being like, she's such this explosive athlete and she could go on and have impact and do stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't really know where I want you, but I know I want you on court somewhere. And the beauty about working with Han is actually seeing her develop over those last few years to starting to really understand what her role is in at centre. And you know, I don't even think we've scratched the surface with Hanya. I still think there's so much to come from her. So I'm excited to see how she develops over the next few seasons. I am really looking forward to working with Gabby. I think that she'll be an amazing addition to the league, and coming into VNSL with her experience of having played in Suncor for the last four seasons, I'm excited to see what she does.
Captain Claire Jones wants the Welsh side to make massive strides this year.
Last season was about changing the narrative for us, and we did that by showing how competitive we can be, even against, you know, the guys that came top four. But this year it's got to be about turning those competitive results into results that goes more so in our favour.
And now that pre-season's out of the way, Claire's looking forward to the game this weekend against Thunder.
Really excited. Pre-season always feels very long, so I think we're at a stage now where we're just ready to put everything that we've been solidifying out on court. It'd be great to see the fans, and the season opener weekend is always just exciting to have all the teams in one place to kickstart it.
And Claire was asked how important it was having a lot of players from the 2022 squad return.
I think in terms of consistency, it's advantageous for us. We know each other really well, we're comfortable with each other, and that's going to translate hopefully onto court and make those connections stronger. So we're happy with everyone that who've been retained. And then we've obviously got some new faces who've just slotted right in, really understand the structures and the style of play we're wanting to put out there. So as we're looking as a squad, we're pretty happy.
Then on Monday, Storm face Seven Stars at Surrey Sports Park. And we can safely say that the season has finally begun. Sky Sports is your home of netball here in the UK. And with Sky Glass, there isn't even a need for a dish on the side of your house. And you can be up and running within hours. If you keep an eye out on our Twitter feed, we're at The Netball Show. It's your chance to save up to £100 on a new subscription. Keep an eye out on Twitter and at thenetballshow.co.uk throughout the season. Thank you as always for your support.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.